Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, June the 8th, 2021. And I want to begin tonight sharing with you Psalm 91, which is a favorite of many. It's the Psalms that can really help us be used as a prayer starter and help you. And you maybe don't know exactly what to say in prayer to God. And Psalm 91 is a favorite of many because it's a protective psalm. It's a psalm of protection. It's a psalm of declaring God's protection in the face of the enemy. So there are some psalms that I would really recommend that you memorize, take the time to meditate upon them, get them hidden in your heart so that when needed, you can pull it up quickly. The Holy Spirit can pull it out of your heart quickly without having you to go to the scripture to read it. You have it hidden in your heart. And Psalm 91 is one of those great prayers that you will want to use, and you'll personalize it and make it your own, especially when panic and attacks of fear come at you. And fear is a spirit that does attack us, and every one of us have to deal with it. And you don't fight fear with thoughts, because that's not powerful enough. You fight fear with words that come back out of your mouth because you believe something in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth. And that's the way you have to combat fear. And Psalm 91 is a great place to start. So let's begin with prayer. Lord, we thank you that you're with us. We don't have to feel you. We know you're with us. We're confident of your presence. And now as we look into your word, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to be our teacher, our guide. Show us how to take your word and apply it to our lives and become stronger as a result and be what you want us to be in this world. In Jesus' name, say amen with me. Amen means I agree. So Psalm 91 is a scripture you'll want to personalize. There's only 16 verses. I would recommend you take a verse of the week, write it on a little 3x5 card, keep it with you. And when you have moments during your day, you can have a pause or you can stop and pull that card out and look at it and just go over it. Say it out loud to yourself. Personalize it. And it'll become very natural over a period of time. And then especially before you go to bed at night, look over that scripture. Try to quote as best you can from memory. Don't strain at it. Don't strive for it. But just relax with it. And it'll come to you very quickly. And I guarantee you, you put some effort in that, God will certainly, through the Holy Spirit, help you. But you'll want to personalize this psalm and confess it out loud as over yourself, over your loved ones. And I believe when you take the word of God and you personalize it and you speak it out loud, I believe that you are actually activating angels to come alongside and help you, because they're here to minister to the heirs of salvation, which is us. How do they minister to us? They're waiting for our words who agree with God. And when we speak those words of God in the atmosphere, the covenant that we have with God, then they can take those words and go to work on our behalf in ways that we may not see in the invisible realm. I really believe that we do activate angels by speaking and agreeing the word of God, especially Psalm 91. Here's a great place to begin. Jesus is called in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, the high priest of our confession. What comes out of our mouth, he's the high priest of our confession. So as we speak these promises that we have from God, that's what these are, promises, then these promises literally become a shield and a buckler surrounding us, just like verse 4 in Psalm 91 says, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But tonight, let's look right at verse 1 of Psalm 91. This is the one that the verse you're to take tonight with you, take it to bed with you, quote it, speak it out loud over yourself before you go to sleep tonight. Okay, and then first thing in the morning, go over it again, talk to God about it, and then let the Holy Spirit lead you from there. You'll see in the first verse, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 1 mentions four particular names of God. He who dwells in the shelter of the secret place of the Most High. That word there for God, for the Most High, is El Elyon. That was the name that was revealed to Abraham after he came back from a great victory with only like 438 men, and he went after three kings with trained soldiers and trained armies and had an incredible success, and it could have only been God who caused that. And he meets this high priest called Melchizedek that many believe, and I believe too, was a pre-incarnation of Jesus, our high priest. And so there, as he meets Melchizedek, the high priest, after coming back from this great victory, Melchizedek, the high priest, tells Abraham that it wasn't his great ability or strength that gave him this victory. It was El Elyon who gave him this victory. And Abraham acknowledged that, started tithing, gave a tenth of everything he had to the high priest. And of course, they celebrated. But this is the name, the Most High. God is the Most High. He's the El Elyon. 36 times this name, El Elyon, or Most High, is mentioned in the Bible. And basically what it means, you could say it this way: He's the God who owns everything. He owns everything. He's possessor of heaven and earth. Everything is in His possession. He is the Most High. And then the second name of God that's mentioned in the very first verse is the name of the Almighty. And in the Hebrew, it's the word Shaddai. And God is the El Shaddai. He is the Almighty. Not only is He El Elyon, the Most High, who owns everything, but He is the Shaddai, or the El Shaddai, which can do anything. So He possesses everything, but He also can do anything. He has all power. And so you can see, as we're speaking out Psalm 91, verse 1, we're already setting the stage for victory in our lives and whatever's coming against us. And then the third name of God is mentioned, the word Lord, which is the word Jehovah, or the covenant-keeping God, the God who makes a promise and cannot lie, the God who is faithful. Once He said it, He will do it. And here is the God of promises. He's the God of promise. He's not only the God who possesses everything, the El Elyon. He's not only the God of all power, the Shaddai, El Shaddai, but He is the Lord, the covenant-keeping God, who is the God of promise. He keeps His promises. And then the fourth word, or the fourth name of God in Psalm 91, just in verse 1 alone, is the word from which we get the Creator God, or Elohim. It's mentioned 2,700 times in the Bible. And He is the Creator God. He provides everything. He created everything there is out of nothing. So not only do we have the God who possesses everything, the God who can do anything, the most powerful God, He's the God who can promise anything, He's a God of promises, but He's also the God of provision, the Creator of everything. So we set the stage, Psalm 91, verse 1. Now that's God's part. We're making a declaration of who our God is. And He who dwells in the secret place, or the shelter of the Most High, will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's who He is. That's who we're talking about. That's God's part. God does the possessing of everything. God has all the power. God's one that makes the promises. God is the one who gives the provision. But our part is in verse 2. Our part begins with this: I will say. Say that out loud with me. I will say. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God in whom I trust. So we're trying to get you to understand something, that your part is to speak out what God has said. And so our part is speaking out, is not only just speaking out, but first believing everything that God has said about himself to us. And faith is believing that God has already done his part. And our part is to speak that out. So the good question would be, how do you know you have faith? How do you know you really believe? It's a good question. And the question is, your words are the evidence of whether you believe or you don't believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the words that come out of your mouth are the evidence of faith or the evidence of doubt. And so when you get saved, for example, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And that's how you get saved. God's already done his part. Our part is to believe what he says and then say what he says. And our faith becomes real when we speak it out and we believe it in our heart. The Apostle Paul said it this way. Look this scripture up in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. He said, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak. And so faith is manifested by the words that we speak. So we believe and we speak. So this faith involves believing in our heart and then speaking out with our mouth. So when you take Psalm 91, for example, it becomes a weapon when you put it in your mouth against fear and against the spirit of fear that comes to attack you and steal your peace. So when you speak Psalm 91 out loud, you're actually placing a shield and a buckler over you or the ones that you are praying for, because you're activating the word of God. God said he would do this. God said he is this. And then when you speak it out loud, you are activating your faith, and angels are cooperating and working with you in the spirit realm because of your words that you're speaking. And you are putting a limit on the devil by your words that you're speaking from God's word. Verse 2, look at this and say it out loud with me. It should come up on the screen right here. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God in whom I trust. And so it's so important to get Christians to understand believing God is wonderful, but to activate the promises of God in your life, you have to do more than believe them. You speak them with confidence. With faith. Someone said, and I wrote this down years ago, and I love this, the word of God was first the spoken word before it became the written word. And then it became the written word for us so that it could become the spoken word for us. We have this Bible, black ink on white paper. God gave it to us. It was first the spoken word. Then he made it into a written form in our language that we could understand, so we can take it, that we can put it in our heart and our mouth, and we can speak it. And so that's how we activate faith, by speaking. So tonight, I just want to encourage you with Psalm 91, verse 1. Go back over what you've just heard. Put it in your heart. Then put it in your mouth. And let your ears hear what you're saying out of your mouth as you personalize this specific word of God. How do you personalize the scripture? Well, you take the word of God, and let me kind of personalize it for you now in the form of a prayer. And then you make it your own, okay? You may change things here and there. You may let it go something like this. I wrote something out like this. Lord Jesus, we can't protect ourselves from the plans of the evil one, but you can. We humble ourselves before you. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God in whom we trust. Surely you'll protect us and deliver us from the snares and the harm of the evil one. Lead us to be at the right place, the right time, with the right people. We trust in you, Lord. Thank you for your protection. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So you do something like that with a verse, a verse or two. Now, stay with me on Wednesday nights because we're going to go through Psalm 91. And next Wednesday, specifically, I want to talk to you how you can be protected from the snare or the traps the devil has laid for you that you don't see. And specifically, there's an incredible revelation in Psalm 91, how God will deliver us from the snare of the fowler or the enemy. And you don't want to miss that. So that'll be next Wednesday. And so I look forward to seeing you this Sunday as we conclude, hopefully, maybe, the Song of Solomon in chapter 8. And it's been a fantastic study. And then after that, the following week, the Lord willing, we'll begin a new series, which I'll talk to you more about that later. But let me pray with you. Father, tonight, your precious one needs sleep. They need sleep. It's blessed by you. They need protection from the fear, the attacks that come from the enemy. Lord, I pray that you will activate them today by taking your word and helping them put it in their mouth, helping them speak it out into the atmosphere of their home. And may they see a significant difference because they've spoken your word over them, and your word will be a shield and a buckler to protect them. Give them blessed sleep tonight and health and healing. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday. And so look forward to seeing you then, and God bless you. Until then, bye-bye.